From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And would like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other soft information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
At RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo will attend the 30th anniversary commemoration of the ASEAN Republic of Korea. Indonesia seeks UN Security Council support to reject Israeli settlements in Palestine. Those are the headlines. Now the news in detail. I'm Daulat Pane. Indonesian President Joko Widodo will attend the 30th anniversary commemoration of the ASEAN Republic of Korea Cooperation November 25 and 26 in Busan, South Korea. Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi will be present to accompany the President in the summit. The Foreign Ministry, in its statement, said, while in Busan, besides attending the 30th anniversary of ASEAN Republic Korea Cooperation, President Joko Widodo will also attend various such events and bilateral meetings with President of the Republic of Korea Moon Jae-in. Indonesian scientists and researchers, business people, as well as the creative economy in the Republic of Korea. The ASEAN and Republic of Korea partnership was first formed in November 1989. During the 30 years of the partnership, various achievements have been achieved, including the establishment of the ASEAN Republic of Korea Free Trade Area in 2005, which strengthens the trade and investment of both parties. At the United Nations Security Council meeting on Palestine on Wednesday in New York, Indonesia succeeded in gathering support from the UN Security Council to reject U.S. efforts to legalize Israeli settlements in Palestinian territories in the West Bank. After long negotiations, Indonesia finally succeeded in urging the UN Security Council to come out with a set statement from the President of the Security Council reaffirming the illegal status of the Israeli settlement. The written statement of the Permanent Representative of the Republic of Indonesia in New York on Thursday said that it was the first time after a long time the President of the UN Security Council failed to be given a mandate to speak on behalf of the Council on the Palestinian issue. Indonesia's permanent representative to the UN in New York, Ambassador Triansah Juwani, said Indonesia stressed that the construction of illegal settlements had hampered the resolution of conflicts between the two countries. President Joko Widodo has targeted Indonesia to rank 40th in the World Bank's Easy of Doing Business Index. President Jokowi remarked during a limited cabinet meeting on Thursday, held to discuss acceleration to ease of doing business, that his administration wants to boost Indonesia's ranking in the ease of doing business to 40. In its report of doing business 2019, issued on October 31, the World Bank has slightly raised Indonesia's score by 1.42 points to 67.97 out of 100 in comparison with the previous year. Indonesia's score in 2018 rose 2.25 points to 66.47, thereby bringing the country's ranking to 72nd in ease of doing business. The World Bank assessed that Indonesia has made reforms in some categories in the form of starting a business, registering property and getting credit. President Joko Widodo has called upon Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto and Coordinating Minister for Maritime Affairs and Investment Luhut Binsar Panjaitan to monitor measures adopted to improve the ease of doing business. President Joko Widodo held a meeting with business persons in the textile industry at the Merdeka Palace, Jakarta on Thursday to deliberate on approaches to boost the garment industry through measures including stepping up exports. President Jokowi, during the meeting with the Association of Indonesian Textile and the Indonesian Fiber and Filament Yarns Makers Association, said he is on the lookout for business persons willing to invest in the country's textiles industry as the government has prepared an apparel park, special zone for the textile industry. The president has also highlighted the flow of garment and textile products to bonded areas. President Jokowi remarked that the meeting was a follow-up of the earlier meeting with the associations in September. This news comes to you over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. President Joko Widodo ordered the Investment Coordinating Board to become the center for managing business license in Indonesia so that the license that had existed at the Ministry of or local government would be administered at the agency. This was said by Cabinet Secretary Pramono Anung in a joint press conference with BKPM Chief Bahlil Lahadalia at the Jakarta Presidential Office on Thursday. Both of them just followed a limited meeting with the topic Acceleration of Easy and Business led by President Joko Widodo. In the Doing Business 2019 report released by the World Bank on October 31, the Indonesian Index of Indonesian Business Index rose 2.25% to 66.47 and brought Indonesia to rank 72nd. But on the 2009 Easy of Business Index, the Indonesian Index edged up 1.42 to 67.96 compared to the previous year, but ranking dropped to 73rd. Pramono Anung added, the president also instructed all ministers until the end of December to at least revoke 40 ministerial regulations that hinder investment and business easy, including licensing in several ministries. State One steel manufacturer PT Krakatau Steel has appealed to the government to issue a regulation to lower the pressure from steel imports and boost self-sufficiency. President Director of PT KIA Silmi Karim stated at the State Enterprises Ministry in Jakarta on Thursday that steel was one of sectors that has laid heavy pressure on the country's trade balance, with some $6 billion worth of imports, and it was not good for the national economy. Indonesia's steel industry has borne the impact of the implementation of the Free Trade Agreement, especially with China in 2010. He shared optimism on development of the country's steel industry, along with growth in infrastructure that will open the space for growth in the nation's steel consumption. Karim pointed to Indonesia's low steel consumption at 50 kilograms per capita yearly as compared to South Korea that has recorded 1,100 kilograms per capita per year. The Indonesian Youth and Sports Ministry is considering to grant a bonus of up to 200 million rupiahs to every gold medal winner at the SEA Games 2019 in the Philippines. The ministry also offers a bonus of 100 million rupiahs to every athlete winning a silver medal and a bonus of 60 million rupiahs to every athlete clinching a bronze medal, the ministry noted in a press statement. In accordance with the Youth and Sports Ministry Decree No. 64 of 2019, the ministry will also offer a bonus of up to 100 million rupiahs to each coach delivering achievement at the biennial multi-sports event. Secretary of Youth and Sports Minister Gatot S. Dewa Broto remarked that the amount of bonuses offered at the SEA Games 2019 is the same as the SEA Games 2017 in Kuala Lumpur. He noted double athlete will receive 160 million rupiahs for gold medal, 80 million for silver, and 48 million for bronze, while for team athlete will receive 100 million for gold medal, 50 million rupiahs for silver and 30 million for bronze medals. Well, listener, that's the news.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program commentary. The title of today's commentary is Aung San Suu Kyi is going to attend the International Court of Justice. Well, listener, next month, Aung San Suu Kyi is going to attend the International Court of Justice, ICJ, for questioning regarding the handling of Rohingya case. This humanitarian case has been disobeyed by Aung San Suu Kyi for a long time. In Myanmar, Aung San Suu Kyi also faces a lawsuit related to handling of Rohingya case. Some Islamic countries have demanded a firm response from Aung San Suu Kyi. The ethnic violence of Rohingya Muslims has been in international spotlight for a long time. Some countries even accept Rohingya ethnic displacement. A predominantly Muslim country in Africa, Gambia, has sued Myanmar to the International Court of Justice, ICJ, in the Den Haag, Netherlands, on the charges of genocide against the majority Muslim Rohingya. The court also mandates Myanmar to face next month, with Navya Tau saying that it is de facto leader, Nobel Peace Prize winner Aung San Suu Kyi, would lead the country's delegation directly to the ICJ. Suu Kyi will submit arguments to reject allegation that Burma committed the genocide against Rohingya. It was compared by the Myanmar government and the Nobel Prize winning party on Tuesday, November 21, 2019. Gambia filed a lawsuit with the ICJ after winning the support of the Organization for Islamic Cooperation, OIC, the majority of which are Muslim, including Indonesia. So far, Myanmar's military junta government has denied torture and ethnic abolition efforts. Now there is an open door to explore what's happening in Myanmar. It's time for the international community to urge and wait for the result of the open investigation. Of course, what has happened in Myanmar is a humanitarian crisis that must be prevented by the ruling government in every suffering country. Will this strategy be a manipulation for all nations of the world, and it will never happen? Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Luar biasa. bercerita, cerita yang membawa rasa, rasa yang bisa jadi nyata, bisa jadi luar biasa.
Well, for listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, here is My Indonesia. The title of My Indonesia for today's edition is CN-235-220 aircraft is officially exported to Nepal. CN-235-220 aircraft made by PT Dirgantara Indonesia officially flew in Himalayan sky, Nepal on Tuesday, November 19, 2019, after a final acceptance flight from the Indonesian government to the Nepalese army. The Indonesian ambassador to Bangladesh and Nepal, Rina Sumarno, represented the Indonesian government in the handover ceremony. Ambassador Rina, in her written statement of Indonesian embassy in Dhaka on Tuesday, explained that CN-235-220 aircraft export to Nepal is expected to continue. The ambassador also said that the plane export becomes evident that non-traditional market potential of Nepal, especially for Indonesian strategic industry, is very large. This was the first time for PT Dirgantara Indonesia exported aircraft to Nepal, after the signing contract of procurement of one unit of military transport plane on June 16, 2017. The CN-235-220 aircraft that will be used by the Nepalese Army is very special because it has five configurations that can be changed in a short time, namely configurations for transporting troops or paratroopers, configuration for VIPs, configurations for medical evacuation, passenger aircraft, and cargo. This multi-purpose aircraft is also very suitable to be used in Nepal, which has mountainous geographic contours. The CN-235-220 aircraft, which had arrived in Nepal since November 2, 2019, also went through a series of post-delivery inspection process before being officially handed over to the Nepalese Army. Ambassador Rina Sumarno stressed that the successful export of CN-235-220 aircraft made by PT Dirgantara Indonesia is expected to encourage other state-owned enterprises in Indonesia to aiming Nepal's market potential. Ambassador Rina explained that Nepal is currently incessantly conducting development in various fields, including road infrastructure, railways, construction of new international airports, and various infrastructure projects for tourism. This is an opportunity to be utilized by Indonesian state-owned enterprises. Furthermore, Ambassador Rina Sumarno explained the Indonesian embassy continue to encourage efforts to bring Indonesian products into the Nepalese market through strengthening economic diplomacy. Director of PT Dirgantara Indonesia, Elvin Guntoro, previously explained that the use of Indonesian-made aircraft by Nepalese Army would strengthen the world's confidence to the work of children of the nation. Nepal is the 23rd country in the world and the second in South Asia to use CN-235 after Pakistan. The sale of CN-235 aircraft was part of a joint effort to increase the promotion of national strategic industries to compete in the international market. Well, listener, that was today's My Indonesia, read by Ahmad Faisal.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, then we would like to present next segment Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hello listener, nice to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder. Today, I introduce you to Tampak Siring Tourism Village in Bali. Listener, Governor of Bank Indonesia, Peri Warjio, launched Tampak Siring Village, Gianyar Regency, Bali, on November 17, 2019, as the first tourism village in Kos Island
that is developed by the Central Bank of Bali Representative Office. Peri Warjio explained that Tampak Siring Tourism Village is a real form to support progress, particularly the national economy. Tampak Siring Village is one of many villages in the province of Bali that has a lot of popular tourism potentials. There are various kinds of attractions, both beautiful nature, internalized culture in people's daily life, as well as the attractions of historical heritage. Therefore, in today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, we invite you to know Tampak Siring Tourism Village in Bali. During your traveling to Tampak Siring Tourism Village, you can do a lot of activities. You can visit Subak Pulagan in Hulu Tukat Pekarisan Tampak Siring area, Gianyar Regency. The tourist irrigation system called Subak, which organized by the villagers, has been recognized by UNESCO as the World Cultural Heritage. The beauty of the Subak also becomes beautiful natural tourism attraction. You can also visit Kintamani Coffee Plantation and taste the type of coffee. Kintamani Coffee is classified as the type of Arabica coffee. This coffee is considered to have a typical taste with fruit flavor. Interestingly, the coffee plantation in Kintamani is located next to the orange plantation because the area is also known as an orange producer. In addition to visit beautiful objects in Kintamani, tourists also can visit Tampak Siring Presidential Palace. The palace, which is located on Jalan Tampak Siring, Manukayo Village, Tampak Siring Sub-District, was designed by R.M. Sudarsono. The Tampak Siring Palace complex consists of four buildings, namely Wisma Merdeka, Wisma Yudhistira, Wisma Negara, and Wisma Bima. During traveling to Tampak Siring Tourism Area, I suggest you to visit Pura Dalem Agung. It has been established since 17th century. There are also several other temples in Tampak Siring, including Tirta Empul Temple, Mengening Temple, Pengulingan Temple, and Tampak Siring Griya Temple. Tampak Siring Tourism Area has been equipped with various facilities such as prayer room, toilets, restaurants, parking areas, and homestay. For those who are interested to choose Tampak Siring as your destination place in your vacation, it can be accessed from Ngurah Rai Airport, Bali, by land transportation for approximately 1 hour 15 minutes. Please come to Tampak Siring Tourism Site with your family, friends, and relatives. Your vacation will definitely be memorable. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today's edition entitled Tampak Siring Tourism Village in Bali. Tomorrow, we will meet again with another interesting topic. Goodbye.
Sebelumnya aku tak percaya aku bisa mencapai puncak dunia. Sebelumnya aku tak percaya aku bisa menggapai bintang-bintang angkasa. Tapi kau selalu ada memberikanku kekuatan untuk terus berjuang menjadi yang terbaik. Kaulah alasan aku bisa, kaulah alasan aku bertahan. Untukmu aku persembahkan semua yang terbaik dariku. Oh, 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 yang terbaik.
You've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miss Eleni. So stay tuned for your listener on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Hello listener, welcome back in Miss Eleni. Today we will inform you about 2019 Documentary Film Festival. Stay tuned. The 2019 Documentary Film Festival, or DFF, will be held again. The 19th International Class Festival will be held on 1st to 7th of December and will take the theme of mental health, the feeling of reality, sensory ethnography, and landscape. Manager of Documentary Film Festival, Kurnia Yudasat, that the film screening will provide a background of mental health perspectives with a different perspective. Just like in previous years, this year's DFF also presents a variety of programs, including film screening programs, film competitions, discussions, and education, which are places of interaction among film activists, academics, cross-field artists, programmers, distributors, and school students. In this festival, there were 286 films that entered the committee. After being selected, there were only 26 films. The films are divided according to categories, namely Indonesian long documentaries, international long documentaries, short documentary categories, and students. At least on this year's agenda, there are 15 programs presented in the 2019 DFF, including competition, Perspective, Spectrum, Focus on Canada, Focus on Korea, Widescreen, Violent Screen, and so on. Founded in 2002 in Yogyakarta, the Documentary Film Festival or DFF is the first documentary film festival in Indonesia and Southeast Asia, focusing on developing documentaries as a medium of expression and knowledge ecosystem through exhibitions, education, and archiving programs. The Documentary Film Festival always tries to raise factual social issues as the main focus of the festival, even as a bridge among documentary filmmakers, professional filmmakers, and a wider audience, with the aim of improving the quality and quantity of documentary films in Indonesia. Well, listener, that was miscellany for today about 2019 Documentary Film Festival. I'm Budi Sapri Adala. See you next time.
Berpisah denganmu telah membuatku semakin mengerti betapa indah saat bersama yang masih selalu ku kenang. Jalan kekasih, kaulah cinta dalam hidupku. Aku kehilanganmu untuk selama-lamanya.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, next segment would like to give you information about music. For today's edition, we'll present traditional music, so stay tuned, Voice Listener.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, Voice of Indonesia. In today's edition, we would like to play a regional song from West Java, entitled Lingkung Lembur, Sisindiran, Tokecang, and Cincang Keling, which will be sung in a medley by Alpha Singers. Alpha Singers is Indonesian vocal group which was established by Alpha Sesoria. Alpha Singers, which was established in 1978, has won some international awards. The group has performed in various countries as Indonesian delegation at North Jazz Festival in The Hague, the Netherlands, and in Thailand Jazz Festival in 1997. In 2015, the group toured at some cities in the United States of America such as Los Angeles, New York, Philadelphia, and Washington DC along with the House of Angklung. So listener, here is Alpha Sesoria with the song entitled Lingkung Lembur, Sisindiran, Tokecang, and Cincang Keling.
Pasir kupun-pukan tempat sirna pani isan lingkung lembur padusunan ayam mangsa kampung jadi kota di sisi panggung bunga jamak nuti dayung ngarungsi kampung-kampung geget bir di kota sisi gunung adadak segala ayam. Thank you.
pemilik hati yang tak pernah ku miliki, yang hadir sebagai bagian dari kisah hidupku. Engkau aku cinta dengan segenap rasa di hati, selalu ku mencoba menjadi seperti yang engkau minta. Aku tahu engkau sebenarnya tahu, tapi kau memilih seolah engkau tak tahu. Kau sembunyikan rasa cintaku di balik topeng persahabatanmu yang palsu. Kau jadikan aku kekasih bayangan untuk menemani saat kau merasa sepi. Bertahun lamanya ku jalani kisah cinta sendiri. Mungkin memang benar cinta itu tak lagi berharga. Semua percuma bila engkau tak punya harta. Aku tahu kau sebenarnya tahu, tapi kau memilih seolah engkau tak tahu. Kau sembunyikan rasa cintaku di balik topeng persahabatanmu yang palsu. Kau jadikan aku kekasih bayangan untuk menemani saat kau merasa sepi. Bertahun lamanya ku jalani kisah cinta sendiri. Kau memilih seolah engkau tak tahu. Kau sembunyikan rasa cintaku di balik topeng persahabatanmu yang palsu. Kau jadikan aku kekasih bayangan untuk menemani saat kau merasa sepi. Bertahun lamanya ku jalani kisah cinta sendiri. Cinta sendiri.
Voice of Indonesia.
Darah yang mengalir di nadi dalam hatiku tiada yang lain selain kamu yang aku cinta. Setia padamu di dalam hatiku tiada yang lain selain kamu yang aku cinta.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sebelumnya aku tak percaya aku bisa mencapai puncak dunia. Sebelumnya aku tak percaya aku bisa menggapai bintang-bintang angkasa. Tapi kau selalu ada memberikanku kekuatan untuk terus berjuang menjadi yang terbaik. Kaulah alasan aku bisa, kaulah alasan aku bertahan. Untukmu aku persembahkan yang terbaik dariku.
listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention. And after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia, or our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@vianews.id.